Thank you. So in this talk, we'll focus on structures produced by membrane-macromolecule interaction. And here are two kinds of systems we're going to discuss today. Before we start, I would like to mention our approach. So because the system size we're considering are much larger than a single lipid, so we take lipid bilayer membrane as elastic thin sheets. And by using coarse graining model with Hill-Friedrich energy and combined with these tools, we study our systems. So for the first kind of system, it involves polymer, membrane, and hard surface. In 2008, Hizet and her colleagues, they put a giant union of enol vesicle onto a DNA carpet, and this system inspired us to ask, what would happen if a polymer is trapped between a membrane and a hard surface? In general, there are two possible scenarios. So the membrane might be adhesive to the surface, or the membrane and the hard surface may together create a compartment, and there's a pressure difference between the compartment and the environment. For the adhesion case, so we found that when the adhesion is not so strong, the system stays in a pancake state. However, if we increase the adhesion, then the system suddenly jumps to a ball state. And one thing to be noted here is that the diagram here are all our obtained from our simulation snapshot. And we also use scaling analysis to identify the dominant portion in polymer's free energy. For example, in the pancake state, the excluding volume interaction dominates the polymer's free energy. And in the ball state, both components are equally important. Okay, so similarly, we perform similar analysis on a pressure difference case. And what we found is that when the pressure is not so strong, the system stays in a confined state, which is very similar to the pancake state. And if we increase the pressure difference, the system suddenly collapses to a strongly confined state, which is a very flat object here. And before we move on to the next topic, I would like to mention a related system. So if you put two kinds of immiscible liquid into a vesicle, and one of the liquids is very small, just like a droplet, then people found that it's possible to observe a transition which is very similar to what we've observed here. And this kind of system has been studied theoretically and experimentally. So the second topic involves nanoparticle and membrane. So Yu and Granik, they put nanoparticle into a vesicle. And when the nanoparticle absorbed onto the inner surface of the vesicle, they found that it produced tubular structure or even purling structure. In previous studies, people have conducted simulations such as Monte Carlo simulation or molecular dynamics to study similar systems. However, each of them just represents a particular combination of the deformation capability of nanoparticles and also the adhesion strength between the nanoparticle and the membrane. Here, we would like to get a bigger picture here. So how do these two factors combine together to create different structures? For example, for nanoparticles with different geometry, even if they have the same adhesion strength, they still perform, they still induce different extent of deformation. Having this idea in mind, we construct a coarse graining model and write down its free energy. We use simulated annealing to obtain the following phase diagram here. Oops, okay. So apparently there are three kinds of structures here. So it's like a tube structure and a string of spheres, or just one sphere, so we call it purling structure, and no protrusion. And we see that the y-axis here represents the deformation capability, and the x-axis here relates to the adhesion strength. We see that if the deformation capability increases, the system stays in a tubular structure. And if the adhesion is too strong, then there's no protrusion. So one important message from this phase diagram is that the purling structure actually comes from a competition between the deformation capability and the adhesion strength. So they have to be a certain appropriate balance so that we can observe purling structures. And that's all I want to discuss today. Thank you for attention. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Yuchen.